foolish. If I knew then what I know now, another tear would never fall, 'cause I'd give all of my all if we could work things out somehow. But she's not crying anymore, and she ain't lonely any longer. There's a smile upon her face, a new love takes my place. She's not crying anymore.
You need locally owned and operated. We are Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand, Real Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. Hurricane Milton, I'm Sherry Preston. Tampa Mayor Jane Kester, as the water moves in.
When high tide comes in, rivers are going to flood all over Hillsborough County, not just in the city of Tampa.
And high tide will be hitting shortly. Kester breathing a bit of a sigh of relief following Hurricane Milton's arrival.
One of the blessings for us is that we didn't see that predicted storm surge. So that was that saved a lot.
The storm making landfall about 8:30 last night in Siesta Key, south of Tampa. ABC's Jim Ryan's there.
With sustained winds of 120 miles per hour, the Category 3 Hurricane Milton is the strongest storm to hit the Florida Gulf Coast since 1921 and is the third named storm to hit the state this year. Hours before coming ashore, Milton spawned more than a dozen tornadoes across Florida. The sheriff in St. Lucie says there has been loss of life from the twisters.
This is ABC. Prosecutors in Los Angeles confirming they are considering possible charges against singer Marilyn Manson, facing allegations of sexual and physical assault.
At Marilyn Manson's concerts, protesters have been showing up angry that Manson, real name Brian Warner, has not been charged. But Los Angeles County DA George Gascon, who is in a tough re-election battle, said Wednesday evening his office is reviewing new leads and evidence against Manson, that senior staff members have met with alleged victims of Manson, and that prosecutors plan to decide soon whether charges will be filed against him. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Amazon is continuing to push into health care, announcing plans to open pharmacies in 20 U.S. cities in 2025 to allow same-day delivery of nearly half the country. The e-commerce giant says the expansion will help underserved communities. Amazon's expansion comes as other national pharmacy chains have been closing stores and pharmacies. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It's time to shift seasons in style at Macy's Fab Fall Sale. Save on all the things you can't wait to wear, like shoe and boot specials 30 to 40% off, and coats for your crew 30 to 60% off. Plus, elevate your tabletop with hosting essentials from Gottinger, The Cellar, Thirsty Stone, and more 50% off. Even better, take an extra 20% off with your coupon or Macy's card. Going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or two half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears a challenge to the governor's creative use of the partial veto. Wednesday's argument centered on Tony Evers' deletion of digits to extend a school funding increase by 400 years. The court, which has a 4-3 liberal majority, is expected to take some time before issuing a ruling. New state shared revenue estimates show over $1.5 billion for local governments. That revenue includes programs that provide state aid to counties, municipalities, tax increment districts, schools, technical colleges, and special districts. An extra $23.6 million from adjusted sales tax revenue will go to several specific purposes. And it's time to get your annual flu and COVID shots. Dr. Jim Conway from UW Health says especially with COVID, it's not enough to have a previous vaccine or illness. He says the virus keeps mutating into different variants, so you have to be ready for the new versions of the illnesses.
Whoa! Holiday shopping snuck up on us again! But Fleet Farm's Toyland will be ready to go! We're stocked up on the latest Hot Wheels, Melissa and Doug, Barbie, and Lego! Plus, we've got all sorts of tractors, trucks, and other cool stuff from Ertl, Cat, Case IH, and John Deere! Toyland opens October 12th with a free toy combine for the first 125 customers. Ready or not, the season's best deals on everything you need for under the tree are here at Fleet Farm.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
One in four car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced. Let our professional parts people test your battery for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
One more summery 80-degree day here for you today. Get out and enjoy it because fall temps are heading our way. Today, partly cloudy, 82. We'll drop to 59 tonight, 75 tomorrow with 50s and 60s by the weekend and into next week. Kick your backyard barbecue up a notch with Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. This stuff is amazing. You're going to love it. Grandpa's BBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Wish I could reach up and reset that sun. Reverse these wheels, go back and re-pick you up. Went by so fast, oh so sweet. Make me wanna remake a memory. Wish I had me a time machine. Talk George Strait into giving us an encore. Re-spin you around, replay that sound of you laughing when we hit the ground. I can see it now. How about we float the moon back up in the sky? Put a coal back into that sweet red line. Put your midnight hair back up so you can let it fall. Your skin, I'll kiss your lips, then kiss them again. So good, so good.
Cats and Cowboys and Good-Hearted Women.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Time in the park, cause I got nowhere to go. Had me a job till the market fell out. Tried hard to borrow, but there was no help. Now I've got nowhere to go. I need a job for these two hands. I'm a working man. Nowhere to go. One last look at my land. Auctioneer with his gavel in hand, and he says it's got to go. Work this piece all my life. Broke my heart and it took my wife.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and Working Man with Nowhere to Go. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning and happy Thursday. Temperatures low to mid-40s this morning. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. We'll also be talking with Justin Bauer with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board about the delivery of some of the new soybean-based fertilizer or soybean-based firefighting foam, rather, that is being delivered to area fire departments. We'll talk with Justin about that. Hurricane Milton came ashore overnight as well in Florida, and it's affecting the state's citrus belt and also some of fertilizer plants in Florida as well. Now, beyond citrus, the storm could damage sugarcane, strawberries, and plant nurseries in central Florida. Milton could also directly hit major phosphate fertilizer production plants as well in parts of Florida. So we haven't heard about all of the potential damage, but obviously if there is a lot,
because of the hurricane. Yeah, probably expect to see higher citrus prices and strawberry prices and even fertilizer prices too. Farm Progress America is coming up next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Farmers, it's harvest time and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa also has filters with low prices throughout the entire year and has specialty tools for your equipment. Keep your equipment working throughout the harvest with Napa Know-How from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The National Milk Producers Federation's member cooperatives are preparing for their organization's premier annual event, the joint annual meeting coming up October 21st through the 23rd in Phoenix, Arizona. And joining us with a preview is National Milk's Chris Galen. Chris, it's that time of year again where the dairy industry gathers, and this time in Phoenix.
Yes, so this is the fall meeting of the leadership of the National Milk Producers Federation, and we co-sponsor this meeting along with the leaders of the Dairy Checkoff organization, Dairy Management. We've been holding this jointly since the late 90s, Bill, because we have people involved in both the policy side of the dairy producer community, which is what National Milk represents, as well as the checkoff side, which is what DMI represents. And so we have governance meetings. Our board of directors will be meeting. We'll get the latest on what's happening with the farm bill, the elections. We'll be keeping an eye on the dietary guidelines for America because we're about to find out a whole lot more about what's going to come from that. We think that there will be some good news for dairy producers, but we'll have more details here in a couple weeks when we meet in Phoenix. And then the sessions will cover a lot of other things that are of interest to producers. We have the CEO of Domino's Pizza, Russell Wiener, who is going to be talking about pizza cheese demand and what they're doing to help grow that category. We have a guy named Jerry Hagstrom, who's a well-known ag journalist here in Washington, and he will be talking about the upcoming November elections and the impact of rural votes at the national level, and then also giving some forecasts as to what will happen in some of the key states. And then we also have a presentation from a guy named Mark Purdy, who's with Aimpoint Research, and his company does a lot of economic and even psychological research directed toward the future of food production and who will be the farmer of the future. So we're interested in hearing that because a lot of the people in our audience will be people who've been around for quite a while. So we'll be looking for his presentation to share more information as to who will be producing food in the 21st century.
As always, a very impressive lineup at the joint annual meeting and really a lot to pack in just a few short days.
Yes. So in addition to the general sessions that I've mentioned, we have a panel discussion on the last day, which is Wednesday the 23rd, that is going to look at new revenue-generating opportunities for dairy farmers. Obviously, the bread and butter, so to speak, of farmers is milk sales and meat sales, but there are some new emerging opportunities, including looking to capture carbon credits from climate smart farming. So we've got several different company representatives who will gather for that. And then our meeting also features a separate track for our Young Cooperator Program. This is our leadership development group, and they also meet in conjunction with our fall meeting each year. And so they will have their own sessions and then join us for a lot of the general sessions that we've been talking about.
Again, the joint annual meeting, October 21st through the 23rd in Phoenix, and more details at nmpf.org.
Yes, we have more details there, and right now we have about 720 people registered to come to downtown Phoenix for the meeting, and so this will be a good opportunity for everyone to take stock of where we are going to be going in the future. We have also 8 breakout sessions that will talk about various checkoff as well as national milk activities, future-oriented in many cases, looking at the future of the federal milk marketing order system and then the economic outlook for 2025.
Thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Galen is Senior VP of Member Services and Governance with the National Milk Producers Federation. For more details about the upcoming joint annual meeting in Phoenix, go to nmpf.org.
USDA's enhanced animal disease traceability rule, including visual and electronic identification tags for cattle and bison, is scheduled to go into effect early next month. Some stakeholders have expressed privacy concerns, but as Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told reporters at the recent World Dairy Expo in Wisconsin,
I don't think they should be concerned about the confidentiality because it's going to be controlled by the state. It's not going to be controlled by the federal government. That information is not going to go to the federal government. It's going to go to the state.
The secretary notes the importance of animal disease traceability in the context of keeping export markets open in the event of a disease outbreak.
When I did the G7 meeting, people were very interested in H5N1 in terms of our ability to test, our ability to identify, our ability to make sure that exports were being checked and protected, that they weren't getting milk that was tainted in any way. So the ability to have that system is really, really important.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Okay, everyone, what did you think of the chocolate bar?
It's too chewy.
Feels kind of chalky.
Too much nougat.
I need to go brush my teeth.
Business is booming for Steph's small marketing research firm.
After all these focus groups, there's only one conclusion. I need more researchers.
And she's way too busy researching.
Does this have peanuts?
To waste time researching resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Not sure how much you know about Progressive Insurance. You may know us for insuring your home and auto. You may know a couple of our commercials, but what you may not know is that since 2013, Progressive has been honoring veterans with vehicle donations through the annual Keys to Progress Veteran Vehicle Giveaway Program, giving back to those who gave so much. Now, you probably didn't wake up today saying, I really wish I knew more about Progressive Insurance, but this seemed like the type of thing people wouldn't mind hearing about. Find out more about how we're dedicated to our customers and communities at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Last night I had a crazy dream. Wish was granted just for me. It could be for anything. I didn't ask for money or a mansion in Malibu. I simply wished for one more day with you. One more day. One more time. One more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still for one more day with you. First thing I do is pray for time to crawl. I'd unplug the telephone, keep the TV off. I'd hold you every second, say a million I love yous. That's what I do with one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one
more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still for one more day with you. One more day, one more time. One more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still one more day. Leave me wishing still one more day. One more day with you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Diamond Rio, one more day here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. 45 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, November milk up 3 to 21.18. December, January, and February all steady. December at 20.66. January 20.27. February 1973. Cheese markets yesterday were steady. Barrels at 188, 40-pound blocks at 192 and 3 quarters, no trades on the day. Cash butter down 2 and 3 quarters to 265, 22 trades on the day. Graded non-fat dry milk steady at 135 and a half, 1 trade. Dry whey steady at 60 even, and no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, look for live and feeder cattle markets to be slightly higher today. Even though there were some big losses from yesterday, we could see some profit taking. Cash markets are still waiting to develop. We've had some strength in boxed beef prices. It's just the trade decided to tap the brakes yesterday, but look for the trade to move prices higher back towards that 100-day moving average. Hogs could also open lower or higher today as well, as they met some resistance levels yesterday. Again, this was kind of a general pause. There's also a little bit of positioning ahead of Friday's WASD report. October live cattle opened the day at 188.20, December 187.22, February 188.17. October feeder cattle opened at 249.27. November 248.67, January 245.87. October hogs open at 83.92, December 75.57, February 79.45. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn markets are mostly higher. Wheat also moving mostly higher this morning. Some of this is positioning ahead of the WASD report. For wheat markets, though, they are seeing still some support from overseas wheat markets. Also, that dry weather in the plains, that's somewhat slowing up the winter wheat planting progress. Soybeans, meanwhile, they're relatively range-bound to mixed this morning. Again, the products are also relatively flat. A lot of this is positioning ahead of that WASD report. There's also that beneficial rain in South America that the trade will continue to watch. December corn up 2 this morning to 423. March up 2 1/4 to 440 and a quarter. May up 2 1/4 to 449 and a half. New crop 25 up 1 1/4 to 454 and 3/4. November beans down 1 to 1019 and a quarter. January down 3/4 to 1036 and a quarter. March down 1/4 to 1051 and a quarter. New crop 25 up 3/4 to 1069 and 3/4. December soybean meal down 50 cents to 320.70. December soybean oil down 12 cents to 42.94. Chicago wheat, December up 9 to 608. March up 8 1/4 to 630.5. Minneapolis wheat, December up 4.5 to 652 and 3/4. March up 5 to 673 and 3/4. Energy markets are higher this morning. November crude oil up $1 to 74.24. December up 96 cents to 73.55. November gas up 3 cents to 209, December up 2 cents to 206. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Thinking about adding cover crops? Olson Farms of Mondovi is pleased to announce cover crop planting services this fall. Adding cover crops like winter wheat can improve soil health, build organic matter, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, and increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Receive a $5 per acre credit in crop insurance next year. Olson Farms has cleaned and bin run winter wheat available. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs, while improving your farm's bottom line.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Corn bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand cash corn at $3.51, December $3.56, January $3.59, new crop 25, $3.94. Cash beans $9.35, December $9.45, January $9.50, new crop 25, $9.79. Big River Resources Boyceville cash corn $3.56, November $3.61, December $3.71, January $3.85. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn $3.73. December $3.86 and January $3.98. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash and November corn $3.66, cash beans $9.50 and January $9.52. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn $3.71, new crop 25403, cash beans $9.20, new crop 25979. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn $3.81, November $3.83, April $4.19, and new crop 25415. Cash beans $9.51, November $9.66, April $10.27, and new crop 25010.11. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound cash corn $3.69, new crop or January $3.77, cash beans $9.51, and January at $9.59. Cattle markets from Equity: beef fed cattle 177 to 194, Holstein fed cattle 160 to 176, market cows 91 to 126, bulls 131 to 162, calves 250 to 900, beef steers 180 to 350, Holstein steers 140 to 345, sheep markets: market lambs 170 and down, light lambs 195 and down, ewes 105 and down, rams 95 and down, goat markets: does 110 and down, bucks 195 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 50 to 260, fed lambs 135 to 156, and ewes 180 to 115. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus. Use as directed.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Yeah, she's my lady luck, hey, I'm her wild card man. Together we're building up a real hot pan. We live out in the country, hey, she's my little queen of the south. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. wakes me every morning with a smile and a kiss. Her strong country loving is hard to resist. She's my easy loving woman, I'm her hard working man, no doubt. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Yeah, our pickup truck is her limousine, and her favorite dress is her faded blue jeans. She loves me tender when the going gets tough. Sometimes we find just so we can back up. Lord, I need that little woman like the crops need a rain. She's my honeycomb and I'm her sugar cane. We really fit together if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. This time I found a keeper, I made up my mind, Lord, the perfect combination is her heart and mine. The sky's the limit, no hill is too steep. We're playing for fun, but we're playing for keeps. So draw the curtain, honey, turn the lights down low. We'll find some country music on the radio. I'm yours and you're mine. Hey, that's what it's all about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Lord and Mama, we'll be two of a kind, working on a full house.
I'm not interested in romance or what you have in mind. What part of no don't you understand? To put it plain and simple, I'm not into one night stands.
Favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It's good to see your
your face again. It's been a while. Am I doing well? I get by somehow. You sure look good since your new love came in your life. You know I didn't see that fire in you he's found. Oh, but I can see it now. Oh, I never saw that look in you dance with your feet off the ground. Oh, but I see it now. Holding him, you never looked more beautiful. Letting go has been so hard on me. And sitting here, it's clear to see what he means to you. The way you look at him, it ain't no mystery. He's all I couldn't be. Look in your eyes, and I never had you hold me that tight, and I never saw you dance with your feet off the ground. Oh, but I see it now.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Justin Bauer. He is on the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board of Directors. He's head of marketing for the board. And we're going to talk about the new soy foam that has been developed for firefighting. And Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board starting to distribute that. Justin, thanks for joining us today. Well, this new foam, which doesn't use PFAS chemicals, actually a chemist in the Rock Falls, Wisconsin area kind of designed it right here in our own backyard. You're starting to get that out to fire departments. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So during the month of October here, or we kicked off October by delivering, I think it was 16 buckets to some local fire departments in Wisconsin. I was able to stop down at the Mondovi Fire Department down here last week and personally help deliver that. And then I think Tony Melton's got a bucket here for the Durand area also. So we're fortunate enough to we're given some buckets to give out by the United Soybean Board. And so we're able to get those into some local fire departments' hands to see they can get a firsthand experience of what it is, how it works, and if it can work in their system.
And so Justin, will both Mondovi and Durand, will they test it first with their equipment, or are folks from United Soybean Board or Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board going to be coming down to help them try to use this, or what will happen?
Yeah, so, you know, every fire department, I think, will use them a little differently. You know, fortunately enough, in our areas, a lot of times we're not using a lot of foam products to put out fires. But talking to the guys in Mondovi there, they do practice with them. And so most likely they'll maybe put this in their, you know, their tanker to do some practice fire drills and see how it works.
And really the goal is we're starting to get this out to fire departments, but eventually we want all of the fire departments, not only in Wisconsin, obviously, but nationwide to be able to use this. And these bigger departments is really where it's going to come in handy, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, so being a director on the marketing board, we really like to see that some of our investments, like, so right now, United Soybean Board, back in, I think it was 2022, put some dollars into this product to help it get approved. And just lately here, last year, the Wisconsin Marketing Board put in some dollars for research to look at another avenue. So right now, the soy foam is made from soy flour. We're trying to help get soybean meal approved to be used with it. And so that research is being done at the Chippewa Valley Technical College, is where they're doing some of the testings. And so some of those things, it's really fortunate that me on the soybean board gets to see it help us at our local, you know, area. You know, we're always helping the soybean farmers, but now we're also helping the local firefighters in our area, which some of them are farmers.
And Justin, this is a great new avenue for use of soybeans grown by Wisconsin soybean farmers, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, anytime we can use a product that we grow here in the United States, I guess it's a benefit for everybody.
I know, Justin, that recently when I had a chance to talk with Nancy Cavazanjian, she was actually at a test of the foam at Chippewa Valley Technical College here a month or so back, and she actually got to spray the foam, which I thought was pretty cool. But I had asked as well, is there hope to be able to expand this so they can be in fire extinguishers too for the average a business or a person at home or anything like that?
So actually right now, a person could mix this soy foam in a certain type of extinguisher. I'm not an expert at that, so I'm not sure. But at that Chippewa Valley Technical College, they let us use some fire extinguishers that they filled with soy foam that you could have in your shop right now that would utilize that same product.
And really the best part about all this, no PFAS chemicals in it. It's just soybeans, soy flour, hopefully soybean meal. So we don't have all those dangerous chemicals get not only into the groundwater, but to protect the firefighters too, right?
Absolutely. And I think that is the biggest side of it is where we have a product that acts the same and works the same, but doesn't have those forever chemicals that are harmful.
And as time goes on, okay, we've started with some fire departments, but eventually this is going to be get it to all of them, or at least give them the opportunity to purchase this?
Yeah, absolutely. I think as Cross Plains Solutions, that's who developed this product, gets more approvals and more like the soybean meal approved and gets it out to more people, more fire departments. I think it looks to be an easy switch for everyone. And so not only will that help the soybean farmers, but the firefighters will have a safe product to use.
Justin, this is just one of many products that are being developed with help from the Checkoff to invest some of those dollars into that research. Any other new products you can maybe tell us about that might be surprising us here soon?
You know, nothing right off the top of my head that I can think of, but there's so many things that soybeans go into, from the shoes that we wear to the tires on our trucks.
Even the roads, I understand.
Yeah, even the roads, you know, some of the things that the coverings, the tar coverings, you know, might have some soybean-based products in it. I mean, there's more than you can almost imagine. Off the top of my head, any brand new ones, not that I can think of. This is probably the newest one that has been developed and looks to be a good product.
At least new products you can tell us about, right? Because it might be a military secret.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I have any military secrets. So.
All right. Well, it's a great story here. And congratulations to the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board for starting to get this new foam out to our area fire departments as well. Justin, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thank you, Brian.
Justin Bauer with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
At Jerry Bear and Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear and Sons, just off Highway 25, Durand.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
After another warm day today, a cool down is on the way in our ag weather forecast. The cooling trend will begin tomorrow and continue into next week, bringing temperatures below normal over the weekend. The only chance for precipitation comes Saturday night into Sunday for areas north of I-94 for scattered rain showers. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 74 to 80, and relative humidities at 38% to 43%, south winds at 5 to 9, gusting to 20. We'll see about 7 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 53 to 58, relative humidities at 72% to 77%, south winds at 5 to 10. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 70 to 75, southwest winds at 5 to 9, shifting to the northwest at 6 to 11. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, partly sunny, high 60 to 65. For Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs 55 to 60. Monday, sunshine, highs 50 to 55. Tuesday, sunshine with frost expected, highs 55 to 60. And for Wednesday, sunshine, highs 60 to 65.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Horses love the taste and smell of fallen leaves, but they shouldn't be eating them. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Dead leaves and other yard waste can give your horse a bad tummy ache, or worse, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of successful farming podcasts.
The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts Podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily Podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
When you rake your leaves and other yard waste, don't throw it over the pasture fence. It should be disposed of or composted in an area far away from horses and other livestock so they don't eat it and get sick. Ann Swinker is an extension horse specialist at Penn State University. She says wilted leaves from trees such as cherry, plum, and black walnut have compounds in them that are toxic to horses. And it's not just tree leaves. Almost all ornamentals have some kind of detrimental effect on them.
Your petunias, your daffodils, yew shrubbery is just like one or two bites is enough to kill a horse or a cow. Lily of the valley is extremely toxic. Rhododendron, extremely toxic. Red maple is very, very toxic to horses.
Toxicity isn't the only issue with yard waste. Dead leaves don't sit well in a horse's belly.